Okay, who's speaking? All right, give me 1 second.
Kayla, remind us on line one.
Ben, can you use your phone?
Yeah, you are room 1 and 4. Did you find a tablet in any of the rooms?
Yeah, I know.
Hello? Yes, we have it. All righty, no problem. All right. Thank you. ¿Puedes borrar los puntos de foto 4?
No.
Gracias.
No. El workman's comp chart. $2 to working hours.
Stop now.
Okay, trying to find it. Just in. You see any diagnosis?
What?
You're a sick one, huh?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Okay. Good.
It's so good. It's so good. We were traveling last week, so at first I thought it should, you know, be a tired from trip and the semester and the fever. I guess Monday, run the fever. Monday and Tuesday, and then I just still don't feel, you know, great. I thought maybe I had strep throat because my throat was totally sore, but I don't know.
This is my throat.
Yeah. I don't know. This isn't really that cold. I don't know what it is. I just don't feel good. They're fine, but pretty much have kept myself, you know, isolated as much as I can.
We can come back in, you know, and open up a big cell. So,
how bad is your food? It's better today. Monday it was pretty bad. And fortunately I'm hurting bad, but
how about now?
It's not in store, but it's just, I like to get over it.
Okay. Deep breath. Do you want to be normal? Your stomach is bothering you?
No.
Everything looks kind of okay. Your shirt came back. All right. Didn't show COVID or stuff.
I didn't feel like it was COVID, but we found out last night that somebody on the trip with us, you know, ended up with COVID.
Someone on your trip had COVID? Well, COVID's funny. Sometimes, it doesn't necessarily show on the test. You sort of could have COVID, okay? You've been exposed to it. That's a possibility now. What is this? You're on medication now?
Well, I had some
amoxicillin
at home, so I started taking that on Monday when I started running the fever.
How many times a day?
Twice a day. 500 milligrams.
Yes. Are you taking it for the past few days?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Now that could change things a little bit. If you've been taking amoxicillin, now the stat strep, the test we do is an antigen test, so it should still be positive. But we've been taking amoxicillin, that might cover that up positive, but probably not. But we have to assume that you could have strep since you've already taken amoxicillin for a few days. You want to take it for 10 days, okay?
Right.
So do you have that many?
I don't. I only have it for about 8 days, I think.
Yeah, and then about another 4 days left or something like that.
Because I think when I counted it, it was like 8 days of it. I don't even know why I had it. I don't know why I even have the prescription, but because usually when I have a prescription, I take it, but for whatever reason, I didn't, I guess.
Since your strep is negative, I would suggest I'm going to give you something like a Z-Pak, okay? A Z-Pak has a broader spectrum and it works real well. And the amoxicillin you have, you want to be checked today or whatever, you probably want to just discard them, right? But 4 days isn't going to help. But, I mean, we could keep you on the 10 days on the amoxicillin, or I could switch you to the Z-Pak. But since the amoxicillin hasn't seemed to help you, maybe the Z-Pak will, but it's probably viral that you have. It's not bacterial at all, and it's just taking a while because of where it's cold, okay? Just some ordinary flu, okay? We didn't do a flu test, but the flu just kind of goes away, okay? So I think you're on the verge of getting better, okay? And you're showing some minimal signs, or some early signs of recovery. It shouldn't go on. It's good you came in and get it better. So what's your schedule for the next 2 days? Are you going to be like taking it easy? Or
yeah, I mean, I'm home. I homeschool them, so I'm home, you know, all the time.
Well, that's the main thing.
I've been trying to rest and just...
I would take like a mega dose of vitamin C. It's like 4 or 5 tablets a day for the next 7 days. I'd rest as much as possible. I'd take Advil Tylenol just to help you generally feel better. And lay around, and I'll give you a Z-Pak. Maybe that'll help. Sometimes we get shots, but without something more specific, I don't think we should take shots. So some people like shots. I don't know how to do it in this year. It's very hard to do something. I don't think it's
easy. I mean, the Z-Pak
coats
work pretty well.
Yeah, but it'll help you prevent secondary infection. All right, so that's what we're going to do.
Okay. Thank you.
Rest up.
Thank you.
So you had a nice trip? Or is it?
Yeah, it was. We went to Charleston.
Was you homeschooling?
No, it was actually a work trip for my husband.
Okay, I see. All right. So how many homeschooling?
Four,
okay. Well, that's a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Teacher 6, right?
Yeah.
Take it easy with it. All right, well, yes, ma'am. Come on, you're okay. Check it the front line.
Thank you.
Exit door is good.
Thank you.
So for the one that you wanted to add, what if you want to add it again? How much is it?
It's
45.
This is what in charge of the patient, but they have insurance? Did she have insurance?
No, she doesn't have
insurance. Oh, she doesn't have insurance. Okay. Maybe if she took the number of the but this is what's this one here?
That's the one, but that's not Dr. D's price.
His price is
he
triples
it.
Triples it? Mm-hmm. Not double it, but he actually triples it. So he comes at
he triples it now.
Wow. How much does that turn out to be?
45.
Plus the extra stuff, right? Well, okay, but just tell him. She doesn't accept her.
But I
wonder if we're here by fairly elevated. It's minimally 33, should be up to 29. So that would be the thing to think about. We don't have to get anything. If she's not a drinker, and she's sure she's never had hepatitis or been exposed to hepatitis, then you could just check it in the future sometime or something like that. But that would be the thing theoretically we would do, to check it for possible hepatitis C that she doesn't know she has.
Okay.
Gone the triple. How long has it been going triple?
For a while.
Quest is a pretty good cash pay price, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.